Brian, I have 1 o'clock.
Yes, I do too, Mark. And you have three out of four committee members, so you're good to go.
Who do I have? I have Pat. Who else do I have?
You have
Two of
Jeff
them
and
is
Pat.
Chairman Rabel, and there's always Gore.
Yep.
Good.
You're back on the
Thank
job.
you very much. Well, this is Mark Gibbs. I'm chairman of the committee. We'll declare the meeting in order, and we'd like the staff, Brian or someone, to introduce those folks in the room that may be attending the meeting. This is water meeting cloud seeding subcommittee being held at 1 o'clock on October 20th at the Water Center in Boise, Idaho, and via Zoom as well as live stream on YouTube.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to suggest that Jennifer do a roll call of committee members and then also other board members who are not on the cloud seeding committee.
Happy to. So, Chairman Gibbs.
I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. Barker.
Present.
Mr. McMahon.
Here.
And Mr. Ribble.
Here.
Also, not on the committee, but in the meeting, Ms. Kohansen.
Here.
Mr. Olmsted.
I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. Stevenson.
Here.
And Mr. Vanstone. I see Dale, but I don't hear him.
Well, thank you. Obviously, we have a quorum for the committee, and you other members are welcome of the board. And I don't probably see your hands go up with my great Zoom ability, but if you have a question, feel free to break in at any time, and we'll recognize you. Brian or Jennifer, who else is in the in the room?
Okay, in the room we have staff. We have Caitlin Swanson, Nick Banish, Wesley Hipke, Jennifer, Cynthia Clark. And then let's see, we have a couple of visitors in the room as well. Gosh, who do we have?
Katie Wheeler, Ben Broxham and Associates.
You come up to the mic and introduce yourself.
Katie Wheeler with Ben Broxham and Associates on behalf of Rainmaker.
And then Derek.
Derek Westreed on behalf of Idaho Power.
Well, thank you, those folks attending. We're happy to have you with us. And the agenda you've all seen, there are only two items on the agenda, the Bear River Project Authorization and the High Country RC&D, and then anything else that may come up before the committee. Brian, are we ready to jump right into the agenda? And if so, is Nick going to take that and run with the agenda?
We are ready to jump into the agenda. I believe Caitlin is going to talk about the Bear River authorization.
Yes, let me pull my presentation up. Good afternoon, Chairman Gibbs and committee members. I'll get my slides going. All right. There we are. Yeah, I'll be presenting the State of Utah Division of Water Resources authorization, request for authorization for the Bear River Project. In your packet, you will see the memo detailing this request for authorization along with the attachment of their operational plan. And I'll start us off just with the project area map, just to refamiliarize everybody with the area. The project does span across Idaho and Utah, specifically in the Lower Bear here in Idaho. And then the state of Utah will have generators throughout the state of Utah and specifically in the Uinta region. So the Utah Division of Water Resources proposed the Bear River Basin one-year collaborative interstate pilot project to the board in July. The board did approve a contribution to the project of up to $950,000 on July 25th, 2025, of which $450,000 will support the operational costs of the project and $500,000 will fund a third-party evaluation. The state of Utah will contribute just over $3.4 million for the project, of which $3 million was mandated by Utah legislature. And Utah will be requesting authorization to conduct operations in the Bear River Basin in southern Idaho, specifically 32 drones. And so just some project details. The applicant for the request for authorization is the Utah Division of Water Resources. The operational area is in the Bear River Basin, and the project operational period will go from November 1st to April 30th. The project will utilize 32 unmanned aerial systems, otherwise known as UAS or drones, in the project area to the right here in southern Idaho in this map. The seeding agent will be silver iodide, and the project will also incorporate about 10 K-band radars with specialized weather instrumentation and one X-band radar, which will also be sited throughout Idaho to support operational forecasting and validation efforts. And that's just a quick summary of some of the project details. Happy to answer any questions if there are any questions. Some more details that actually go through some of the authorization requirements are on the memo. But as all authorization request requirements are met by the Utah Division of Water Resources, staff does recommend approving the UDWR's request for authorization.
So are there any questions concerning the Bear River Basin project that we're going to authorize today from committee members? Hearing none, any of you other board members have a question? I don't hear you. Mr. Chairman, Brian, are we ready for a motion on this, or is there other information that needs to come forth on the Bear River project?
Just before you go into a motion, I do see Jonathan Jennings with the state of Utah on the Zoom call. So may want to ask if Utah has any comments.
Perfect. Thank you, Jonathan. This is Mark, chairman of the committee. But do you have any comments or about the project we're about to undertake and authorize?
Chairman, members of the committee, Jonathan Jennings here with Utah Division of Water Resources. Really, I just want to thank Caitlin and Nick for the work in helping put this authorization package together. It's been a nice, easy process. You have a great staff, and this project is greatly important to both the state of Idaho and the state of Utah in determining the efficacy of drones. I think there's a great future in this space, and we hope and anticipate that this program provides a template for other states to use, where we can ignore the political boundaries and focus on the river basins that are most important to our water supply. So I just want to thank you and your staff for looking at this, and looking forward to working in the Bear. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. We're obviously, I'm excited to see this project move forward, and hope we do great things for the Bear. Any of the committee members have any questions for Jonathan, Mr. Jennings from Utah?
Mr. Chairman, Al Barker.
Yes.
Jonathan, Don Wesley Powell thanks you.
Mr. Barker, I'm sorry, can you repeat?
I said John Wesley Powell thanks you. He's the one that said we should divide up the West by river basins, not by artificial lines on the ground.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff. I would move that we make a recommendation to the full board to move forward with authorization for cloud seeding in the Bear River Basin.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Ribble. We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second. Does this require a roll call vote or only a voice vote to the full committee for authorization?
This would require a voice vote, Mr. Chairman.
Fine, thank you. All those in favor of the motion to authorize the Bear River Basin project, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed by nay? The chair votes aye and the motion carries. Thank you all very much. The next item on the agenda is the High Country RC&D funding request. Brian, who's going to handle that one?
Nick Banish from staff will handle that one. And for some of you, this is the first time you've met Nick. He is has been recently joined the team here and is been assigned to take on the cloud seeding coordination duties.
And I would just like to point out that I've had the opportunity to be on a couple of calls with Nick in the last few days, and know he's well prepared and eager to get going with our project. So Nick, please tell us about High Country RC&D.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, it's good to be with you this afternoon. As Brian mentioned, my name is Nick Banish, and I am the Cloud Seeding Program Manager here at IDWR. Going to briefly summarize the High Country Resource Conservation and Development's request for funding for the 2025-2026 season. I'm going to share my screen here. So what you're seeing in front of you on the screen is the memorandum we put together that summarizes their request. Just a little background on the program. The High Country Resource Conservation and Development area is requesting support from the board for its manual ground seeding operations for the 25-26 season. The cloud seeding program at High Country Resource Conservation and Development is operated by Let It Snow Incorporated, who's been operating in the area since the early 90s. Currently, the High Country Resource Conservation and Development organization operates 25 manual ground generators in the Upper Snake Basin, while Idaho Power Company provides forecasting support for the program. Previously, the board received a request and awarded High Country RC&D $60,000 to fund operations for the 24-25 season. And that award comprised roughly 29% of the program's cloud seeding budget and covered the costs of necessary materials. Additional support for High Country RC&D comes from a variety of stakeholders, several cities, counties, conservation and recreation groups, Water District Number 1, and the Idaho groundwater appropriators. Per conversation with High Country RC&D, the memo or the request for 25-26 is proposed to cover some of the materials shown highlighted in the table on the memorandum to the lower right. So included with this is a request for High Country RC&D's $60,000, which comprises about 24% of the proposed cloud seeding budget for the years 2025 and 2026. Happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Nick. Committee members, have any questions for Nick? I don't hear any. What about other board members? Do you have questions, any questions for Nick concerning the High Country RC&D project? Well, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff. We've got Idaho Power in the room. I wonder if they'd like to comment on how much boost this gives to our cloud seeding efforts in the Upper Snake.
That would be a great idea. What about the gentleman from Idaho Power? Would you care to comment?
Yeah, I can say a couple things. As most of you guys are aware, we've worked with High Country RC&D and Let It Snow over the last, probably 12 years, maybe more. It's been a long time, but we've developed a great relationship with each other. We helped to supply some of the weather forecasts for them, as well as their operators then have in-field expertise where they relay what they're seeing visually back to us. So it's a good give and take group to work with. We work closely with them. It basically doubles the amount of generators that we have in the Upper Snake. So currently Idaho Power has 25 and Let It Snow operates 25 manual generators as well. So it doubles that. We also have the aircraft, but the two groups working together definitely help out. I do know that when we originally set up our generators, they already had their generators in place and we kind of morphed our generators around there. So they have been a blend of both of ours since the beginning. So I think it's a great partnership.
Thank you. Is there anyone from RC&D or from High Country RC&D on the call?
This is Aaron Dowling. I'm on the cloud seeding committee for High Country RC&D.
Do you have any comments?
I don't think so. I appreciate what Eric had to say. We appreciate the last couple of years of funding. It's sure given our program a benefit and hope we can continue the partnership. Thank you.
Thank you. Any committee members have any questions for either of the two gentlemen? The chair would entertain a motion to fund the request for to recommend to the full board to fund the request from High Country RC&D.
So moved, Pat McMahon.
Thank you, Pat. We have a second.
This is Jeff. I'll second it.
Thank you, Jeff. We have a motion and a second to recommend the funding of High Country RC&D to the funding request for the full board. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. The chair votes aye and the motion carries. Are there any other items that need to come before the cloud seeding committee today?
Not from staff, Mr. Chairman.
What about board members? Thank you. With that, the chair would declare the meeting adjourned and thank you for your presentation and brevity and those the staff that prepared this. We appreciate all the work you do for us. Thank you.
You run a great meeting, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Yes.
all the great members of the committee.
You make some of us look rather long-winded when we run our meetings.
Well, pretty quick, we're going to be long-winded if we don't shut up.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, thank you all. Appreciate it. And obviously, I heard today that there was a article in the Deseret News concerning cloud seeding and weather in the West. I haven't had an opportunity to read that yet, but I thought it was timely that the article was on the day in the paper today. So I look forward to looking that up. Anyway, thank you all. We'll see you again very shortly down the road somewhere.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.